Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Let's talk about customers, consumers, clients. That is our C word as we go through the Entrepreneur A to Z. And I bring you different topics and tips. Now, you all probably have heard of the idea of being customer obsessed. Those are strong words of being obsessed with someone. That's almost like stalking them. And that's okay. It's something that you clearly should have a passion for. The people who are buying your goods and services. Don't just see them as just a dollar sign or another zero in your bank account. That type of mindset and attitude, spoken or unspoken, it comes across. And if you're at the top of the pyramid when it comes to your organization, how you think and act toward clients is going to trickle down to every single person on your team, all the way up into the person that faces them. Now, more and more, I have heard people talk about how customer service is declining, how they've gone somewhere and how they've been treated and how the people there act like they don't want to be there, act like you as the client or customer are bothering them. They're rushing you. They're snapping at you. They're short with you. They don't have any of the answers. And ultimately, any one of us who have experienced it, it's a complete turnoff. It doesn't matter what it is, no matter how specialized it is, how unique, how much we're in love with the actual product and or service, the customer service will turn you away, will run you away, will keep you away, and more importantly, will keep you from recommending it to any other customers or clients. As a matter of fact, the reason why I know so many people feel this way and have had recently had bad customer service experience, because they talk about it. They talk about it a lot. And so not only are they unhappy, they are going to turn off anyone who might on their own have considered going or using or patronizing someone. You can give amazing, outstanding customer service. And to some degree, customers expect it. So guess what? They don't even talk about it. It's up to their expectations. That's why they come back. Now, if someone asks for a recommendation, they'll recommend you. But if something goes wrong, people will talk and bring it up at lunch, bring it up at dinner, bring it up to their friends, their families. They'll blog about it. They'll put it in Instagram. It's all over the place. I know a lot of organizations who use surveys. Sometimes it's discouraging because no one wants to fill out a survey until they have a complaint. They don't even know that the survey is there. You can ask them every time they check out. You can offer them bonuses and perks and all those other things. Nobody wants to fill out a survey until you make them unhappy. And then they'll give you all the feedback and more. So at the end of the day, some time ago, it was pointed out to me the difference between a customer. A customer comes, they buy a good, and they go on their way. A client is someone that you want to build a long-term relationship with. And in today's era, where so many people are feeling neglected, they feel like they're being treated as customers, the one thing a small business can do to differentiate itself is to treat you like a client. Like, I want to hold on. I want to build a relationship and I want to hold on to this relationship. And we're going to be together through many ups and downs and different stages. So as you're building your business, give some thought to what you can do to differentiate yourself from other businesses. Businesses that might be bigger, might have more of a selection, more of a range, more options. They might have more. But if they're putting someone on the front line that doesn't want to be there, doesn't enjoy what they're doing, don't feel rewarded, recognized, heard, all those things that make employees unhappy. And I know there are a lot of big corporations that do not know or realize that their employees are snapping at customers, cutting them off, being rude, because they're way up in some corporate tower somewhere, way, way, way far away. But you, as a small business, you're on the floor. You're part of the front line. And if you're not, you should be. You should be there standing in lockstep with your employees and letting them know that you're willing to be on the front line and see how clients act and react. So it's as much to understand your clients, your clientele, as it is to understand your employees. And what can you do as a leader to make it a place where their energy, they're motivated, they're smiling, they're greeting, they're welcoming, they're reaching out to build relationships? And again, a lot of things that you see reflected in the employees, I often say to myself, there is something broken with their leadership. Customers have to understand, don't necessarily take it out on that employee. Now, is all bad, nasty attitudes justified? No. And not all of it is just squarely falls on leadership. But leadership has to make sure that they have a good idea of the ambiance and the atmosphere that is being created from the moment that client or customer walks in the door. And no matter how snippy or short or rude the customer may come across, do every effort to foremost be empathetic, sympathetic, and to try to understand the customer. Like, be able to go into a high gear, go to a next level of customer empathy when the customer comes in snippy. Reverse, make them feel and see and become self-aware of how exaggerated and even obnoxious they're being, to the point where they have to reverse their actions. These are things, especially for small business, new businesses, entrepreneurs. This is a secret weapon that, when you really think about it, doesn't cost you extra. So many times, as a small business, you're always working with, tight cash flow. So if something costs extra, if the big stores throw in something extra, you can't necessarily go there. But giving a little extra special customer service is something you can offer for free. And it doesn't end after you've made the sale and you thank them and they walk away and skip away with their purchases or after their service. It could be a follow-up phone call. It could be knowing their birthday, their anniversary, sending them notes and reminders, Christmas cards. Just showing that extra level of thoughtfulness that, now that I have your money, out of sight, out of mind. They can get that from the big box stores. So I challenge you to create some extra special moments with your customers, for your customers, and feel free to share them. I'd like to know what things that you've done and what's working. Thank you for listening, and know that I want to hear what you have to say as well. So please get in touch, direct message, email, or even call. We've got a number you can call into. You can leave a message or even text. Our number is 404-478-7870. Love to hear from you. Bye for now.